It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the segment that's being sold on the black market as an illegal yet powerful aphrodisiac.
Oh.
Just grind it into your coffee, and soon your wife will be screaming.
That's what you want her to scream.
If you haven't heard it before, Covensanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic. Like this one. There's a video going around from a grocery store in Cape Town, South Africa, where an employee tells a woman to put on a mask or leave the store. Mm-hmm. So the woman stops, reaches up her dress, pulls off her thong, and puts it over her face, then continues shopping.
That go in the no shame category for sure.
I mean,
is that weird? I want to ask her for her number.
You guys, if I did that, it'd be like granny panties. They're like, man, you don't need a full hoodie. Yeah. You don't need it to cover your entire head.
And last week, a 33-year-old guy in Michigan was scheduled for a court appearance via Zoom after he was charged with failing to pay his child support.
Oh, come on, you jerk.
So the man logged in on time for the meeting.
Okay.
And that's when this happened.
You must be Michael Wright.
Yes, sir.
Let me give you the opportunity to go put some clothes on.
Yeah.
It appears the defendant has out of bed and appears to clothe himself. Mr. Wright?
Yes, sir.
I'll be asking too much for you to be dressed when we have you come into court the next time.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
He was naked?
You're probably not a great idea to show up to your child support hearing without clothes on.
Oh my god.
I think that just lost him Father of the Year.
He was right there. That wasn't the only Zoom fail last week, though, because a guy in California showed up for his Zoom traffic court appearance while he was in the middle of operating on a patient.
What?
Oh. Unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room appearing to be actively engaged in providing services to a patient. Is that correct, Mr. Green?
Yes, sir.
Or what should I say Dr. Green, but I don't know that.
Okay, that's
so,
okay.
I do not feel comfortable for the welfare of a patient if you're in the process of operating that I would put on a trial.
I have another surgeon right here who's doing the surgery with me, so I can stand here and allow them to do the surgery also.
I don't think so. I don't think that's appropriate. I think we're going to have, I'm going to come up with a different date.
Oh my God. He defends it. Like, I don't know, it's cool.
You know, he's like, yeah, dude, show up in the operating room. They're totally going to let you off.
Yeah, right. Like, you're a doctor.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, like, show them how responsible you are. Yeah. Upstanding citizen.
It's cool. Like, the patient, we turned up the gas extra high. Like, she's not going to hear a thing.
She's asleep. I just ate a sandwich. Imagine? Don't worry about it.
Waking up and, like, a week later, someone's like, hey, by the way, this guy may have been your doctor. Oh, my God. That was me in that surgery.
Plus, can you imagine if the judge hands him a fine, how mad he's going to be during the rest of the surgery?
Oh, my God.
I want him to be chill, dude.
He just accidentally cuts out your kidney.
He's like, that's fine. He's just ripping organs out.
The Medical Board of California says they are going to be looking into that incident.
Oh.
But if you have a surgery scheduled with Dr. Green this week,
cancel it.
I would look out. But speaking of video chats, a scientist at Stanford has a new theory for why Zoom calls feel so exhausting.
Oh, God.
Ooh. They do. See, like, you just said Zoom calls.
It's because you have to be on all the time and you get no feedback.
Well, basically, he says it's because they're too intimate. Quote, long stretches of direct eye gaze and faces close up have suddenly become the way we interact with acquaintances and even complete strangers. And that triggers the parts of our brain that make us want to either fight or mate. And that's very stressful.
That's why I'm always so riled up when I'm in Zoom calls.
We're on business calls. The people we're talking to only want to fight or mate us.
That's right.
I don't know which one I'm picking. It depends on the person.
That kind of makes it more interesting.
We're doing another edition of finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. And there's a woman in Kentucky who got a tattoo on March 4th of last year.
Okay, 2020.
And it said, quote, courageously and radically refused to wear a mask. Oh, she meant it metaphorically.
Oh, right, because masks weren't a thing.
Right.
March 4th of 2020.
Oh, we're talking symbolically.
Like, remember at the beginning, people were like, don't wear a mask because we got to save them for the medical experts.
Yeah.
Then the pandemic happened after she got her tattoo.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
And once anti-maskers became a thing, she says she's had to spend the entire last year wearing long sleeves to make sure the tattoo is covered up.
You're just going to have to get that one removed.
You are.
Can you change mask to something else?
Seriously. I mean, last January, I was this close to getting a tattoo that said, "I cough in the face of danger." So glad I didn't get that one. Meanwhile,
that's amazing.
An 88-year-old man in France was pulled over last week doing 119 miles per hour.
Dang, bro.
Okay, Gramps.
I kind of like that. Yeah, that's
fine. Almost twice the legal speed limit. And he told cops it was because, quote, "I'm late for my vaccine appointment."
Oh, man.
Oh,
let him go. Let him go.
Come on.
Well, the good news is, cops put him in the back seat, turned on the emergency lights, and rushed him to his appointment so he could make it on time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right,
so he kind of got rewarded.
The bad news, his car was impounded.
Oh, that's
so he had to find a different ride home.
There's the reward. Gone.
Take that, you geezer.
Yeah.
That'll show you trying to get your vaccine.
I just want to have my vaccine.
He didn't actually have an appointment. He's like, damn it, now I'm getting sick. This is actually my third vaccine that I've gotten.
And over in Northern California, two school board members had their properties vandalized last week.
Oh, no.
One included an anonymous note that said, quote, "Bring kids back."
Oh, my God.
Only the note spelled "bring" with two G's.
Get out of here.
And "back" was spelled B-A-C-C.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, they're making a point.
Yeah. It's really a cry for help.
School's important.
Kids aren't the only people in that town who need to go back to school.
Yeah,
so.
The adults do, too.
And finally, a 105-year-old woman who beat COVID recently shared her secrets to surviving the pandemic at her age.
Oops.
She gave three things. Prayer, no junk food, and eating exactly 9 gin-soaked raisins every day.
What's a gin soaked raisin?
In the morning?
It was like the meth of the 1930s.
Oh my God. It's like old lady jungle juice.
Yeah, that's right. She's like, "My secret's drinking water, watching Maury, and taking 14 LSD gummy bears every day."
Isn't that right, Mr. Elephant? I'm not an elephant.
At least she's COVID-free. Those are your COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.